So I'll just quickly introduce us again. I'm Casey Ochen at Morgan Lewis in the Tax Exempt Group, and we have Joel Beck-Kuhn at Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, Jorge Lopez at Builders Vision, Suze McCormick at MoFo. And our session one, first session prior to this, was about impact vehicles and structuring for impact. And we are going to move on and to part two of that discussion, which is hybrid and tandem structures. So just to set the table on this, we really kind of, we consider the evolution of impact where, you know, traditionally it's always been in the charitable sector or years and, you know, for decades and decades. And now over the last 20 plus years or more, it's really kind of grown into impact on the enterprise level, and it's not just in the kind of old charitable sector as we knew it. Tax-exempt organizations and for-profits are able to, are permitted to, and do work together in service of impact. And what this tends to do is give a little bit of the best of both worlds. So we have the flexibility on the for-profit commercial side, along with the, you know, the charitable, the tax benefits, and also the kind of charitable halo benefits on the tax-exempt side. But when we have these organizations kind of playing in the same sandbox, that comes with it all of the charitable regulations that we need to think about. So private benefit is always a big concern. And so sort of understanding these rules and managing these boundaries is the name of the game from a legal perspective in these types of structures. So we were going to talk a little bit about why we collaborate and why we affiliate in this way. And there's a lot of reasons. I think, you know, we've named some on this next slide. Necessity, access to capital, so, you know, bringing in funding from not just philanthropic sources, but from market sources, gaining access to expertise that might not be available on one or the other side, and testing new ideas, you know, moving markets, et cetera. I think we were going to all chime in. Jorge, what do you see sort of as some of these reasons?
Yeah, so a lot of it, I think, from my perspective, is driven by sort of the investment thesis and maybe timing. So, you know, if you're an early stage investor, your investment may look a certain type of way. It may necessitate philanthropic dollars. If you're, you know, I hate to say this, but if you're more risk tolerant, it may look a different way. If you are using philanthropic capital, though, you run into all the sort of regulatory landscape that Casey was mentioning. You know, private benefit is a big one, and it is in every single deal, right? By its nature, there's always going to be some private benefit in every investment that a foundation or a charitable entity takes part in. And the test is it's not more than incidental, and you went through the test earlier, and, you know, we know it when we see it. It's very fact-specific, and we have to look at that for every single deal that we make with philanthropic dollars. But, you know, really where and how we structure things is, and the impetus there is usually what's the impact and outcome you're trying to achieve, right? Is it more philanthropic because it's very early, there's more risk involved, you need concessionary funding to bring in other folks that won't take that risk, it'll look a certain way, the investment will look a certain way, the structure will look a certain way, and because there's philanthropic dollars, it'll look a certain way, right? So there's all these variables that go into the structure, depending on the type of capital that's involved, and really, I'm taking the lead there from our investment folks. And, you know, earlier we talked about how, impact may be a certain thing to the folks on your traditional endowment investment side than your programmatic side. At Builders, where folks are led by sort of a common North Star, right, that impact is the same. But the tools that we have at our disposal to achieve that impact are different. There's philanthropic capital and there's more traditional capital. And though sort of our impact and outcomes are similarly defined, the tools and the structures employed will look differently depending on the capital used in that investment.
Yeah, I think at CZI, I mentioned, you know, so much of our work does fit neatly within the foundation, but I'm a dad to a toddler, and when I arrived, there's a bucket of kind of our legacy venture investments, which are focused on.